online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Gillingham are looking for another manager this afternoon following the departure of AD Pennock. Molly has more for KM FM.
Well, Gillingham have confirmed that boss AD Pennock has left the club today by mutual consent. The club currently sits 22nd in League One, having only won just one game so far this season. Pennock was appointed in January after Justin Edinburgh was sacked. This is what he had to say after the club's 3-0 defeat at Rochdale on Saturday.
It's a tough place to go, but we shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, it's our own fault. It was the first half. I know people say it's a game of two halves, but the first half was not very good at all.
Pennock was popular as a player for the team and even captained the Jewels to playoff glory at Wembley in 2000. But they've picked up just 6 points from their first 9 games with him in charge. Now relegation worry is rife, something Chairman Paul Scally said he didn't want to see again. Jamie Day has also stepped down from his role as coach ahead of the Jewels playing Scunthorpe at home tomorrow night. Our sports reporter Luke Cordell is at Priestfield today for KMFM.
Obviously, it's a results business. They know what they're getting into. But it is tough when you lose your job like that, isn't it? It's a job that they both really wanted at a Football League club. So it's not a great day for anyone, really. It's certainly not. Some people will be glad to see the back of one manager, but I'm sure those fans will equally be disappointed that it didn't work out.
But reaction to the news from fans remains mixed. David Garth has been a fan for 50 years and owns a season ticket.
A lot of people, rightly or wrongly, still support AD, but I think it was still inevitable. But I think, as I say, there is more of a concern about where we are going now, because if we were to go down, we might no longer be Kent's number one club.
KM FM News.
A seventh person's been arrested by detectives investigating the Parsons Green terrorist attack. A 20-year-old man was arrested in Cardiff this morning. Meanwhile, an 18-year-old man arrested at Dover has been charged with attempted murder following the attack 10 days ago. Another two suspects are still being questioned. A welfare officer is in hospital after she was stabbed at a school in North Lincolnshire. Police say the 61-year-old was attacked before 9 o'clock this morning and has non-life-threatening injuries. A 16-year-old girl is being held on suspicion of attempted murder.
This is KMFM.
There'll be no decision on Labour's policy for Brexit at the party's conference in Brighton this afternoon. Members and trade unions voted to keep it off the agenda. An email suggests the left-wing campaign group Momentum urged its supporters not to back a ballot on the issue. Pro-EU Labour MPs want the party to commit to staying in the single market. But Shadow Brexit Secretary Sir Keir Starmer says they are ready to deliver on what the electorate wants.
Labour are now the grown-ups in the room. We stand ready to take charge of these negotiations, not acting for narrow political gain, but in the national interest.
Police have released an image of a man they want to speak to in connection with an alleged sexual assault in Whitstable. It's said to have happened on the beach near Horsebridge Road last Saturday. We've tweeted a picture of the suspect. It's at KMFM News. A teenage girl is still fighting for her life in hospital after a crash which killed two men in Hawkhurst over the weekend. The car they were in crashed into a wall on the A268 Rye Road on Saturday night. An investigation's underway and police are appealing for witnesses.
KMFM News.
The chief exec of Uber has issued an apology for mistakes which led to it being stripped of its licence to operate in London. He's admitted the taxi firm got things wrong in an open letter. He also says they'll launch an appeal against the decision. A Kent driving instructor's helping young unemployed people learn to drive to try and improve their career prospects. John Nicholson from Herne Bay has set up a community driving school which offers driving lessons in return for work experience. John says driving is essential to job seekers.
The ability to drive to employment, particularly within Kent and the rural areas of Kent, where public transport may not be as readily available as perhaps Canterbury or Ashford or Maidstone, it makes a huge difference.
The average total cost of driving lessons is now more than £1,100. And gin is now so popular that the number of distilleries making it has doubled in 5 years. A report's found there are now 131 in the UK, including several in Kent, a fifth more than last year.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and play's now underway at Canterbury after a delayed start because of rain this morning. At lunch, Kent were on 99 for 4 in their first innings with Glamorgan yet to bat. It's day one of their final county championship game of the season. They're currently on track to finish 5th in the Division 2 table. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.